spoke very positive about the program and about Beckman. You know, almost every player we spoke to spoke about Beckman's interest beyond football. So while they did say he is an intense coach who takes care of us and oversees proper medical treatment, they spoke about how he basically worries about stuff outside of that, football, off the field as well. He lets players take internships. He hosts cookouts. He's adamant about schoolwork. One thing that he created was something called an honor council, which is where players vote for other players to be representatives of them. There's about 12 to 15 of these guys, and they handle some minor player issues, like who finds, like, to find a roommate, but also propose penalties for team violators to the coach. So it's an idea of responsibility, and a lot of the current players kind of spoke highly about the current environment and all that.
So did you sense any apprehension when you talked to current players to talk about the environment, since the answers were so different from the former Illini athletes?
A lot of the current players, they either shrugged off what they heard from these former players as these allegations that, you know, football at Division I level is intense, it's high pressure, and it's a tough environment. Others said that they had no idea what these allegations were referring to because they've never experienced anything like that. And then a lot of them also did point out, well, who are these allegations coming from? They're coming from former players who have access to grind.
As far as the former players are concerned, do you feel like now this is a kind of a vindication for them to come forward after the Sijanovic allegations?
A lot of them felt that they agreed with some of the broader themes of what Simon had said. Simon was an former offensive lineman, and what he had said that he was forced to play hurt. What went beyond that is he described a kind of a culture in which that took place, and in a culture in which Coach Beckman was not cognizant or did not care about players' concerns. A lot of the former players that we spoke to said that in these early years, Beckman made it clear who he wanted to remain on the roster and went to great lengths to stamp out players he didn't want. He had these methods of constant drug testing, threats to take away scholarships, and attempts to persuade them to transfer. And these former players described two incidents in which Beckman physically confronted two players, one in which he tackled a player to the ground, and another one in which he grabbed a player's helmet and shook it and threw it across the field. And a lot of these incidents, both of those were described by multiple players as having seen it, and the criticisms were relayed by more than a dozen players. So from what we found was that there was this broad sense of criticism towards him, at least towards the beginning of his time there.
I'm also wondering, too, I guess, from current players, did they have a sense of, because we're about ready to start camp with the next season upon us, the morale in these players, and if some of these allegations, whether they agree or not, are affecting their ability to take the field and focus on the product on the field?
Yeah, no, all these players who currently are on the team, if you ask them the kind of what impact this has had on them and going forward, is that they could not speak enough about how this has brought them together, how they're looking forward to playing football, how they don't really want these distractions, and they've kind of moved on, and they're excited about football and the next season, and that good things are to come. And maybe if you take some of that in context, this is a team that under Coach Beckman has gone 12-25 over 3 years. So, you know, he's entering the fourth year of his fifth-year contract, and there's been a lot of criticism just outside of all this treatment of players, just in terms of a, you know, premier sport at the state's flagship university, just not succeeding just at football.